Sam, it's like any other concert. Ticket sales we're doing well. We're pleased, given the fact that traditionally Wednesday's a hard night. Also the fact that it's an international artist, and the basis of that, we were happy. It was rolling along fine. In a nutshell, around 5 o'clock p.m. today, we got notice from Able Touring. That's the national promoter who's brought to the game to Australia. They've had successful shows already in the last week, me being sold out in a few other cities. Yeah, that it's been cancelled due to unforeseeable circumstances. The basis of that was that the game has been ill, became even more ill in transit to Melbourne Airport on his way this afternoon to our show in North Queensland.
That's got to be disappointing for you. How do you feel at the moment?
We don't like as a company. We've worked so hard in Cairns. We've got a great reputation, thanks. Thanks to most of North Queensland. We run events in Townsville, Darwin, and all up north. And it's taken us many years to gather trust and reputation. And what's happened, it's just annihilated us in the sense that, you know, there's this myth out there that a lot of big artists don't want to come up north. We've struggled in the last couple of years, and successfully so. We've brought a lot of big artists to Cairns. Sometimes the nature of the industry has it, that you're dealing with individuals, creative people, a rap artist, or it could be an opera singer. They're all individuals in their own right. And I guess sometimes things happen, and along the way, it just unfortunately happened for us in Cairns. And look, things are tough everywhere, and when people put their money down and purchase a ticket, they not only put trust in the artist, they vicariously put trust in us. Unfortunately, we're relying upon the whims sometimes of these artists, and no shows do happen, and that's an unfortunate reality to the industry we're in. We've copped a big loss, not just financially, but to reputation. But then we've had some great sell-out shows, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and we're probably not going to do another show for a long while, to be honest, because we're not really in the business of losing money or reputation. We're going to try to develop what we can, but it is a risky industry at the end of the day, and we, like I said, we feel sorry for North Queensland, because we do try our best to get those artists up there, and I think this was just a unfortunate situation. Darwin went through a similar stint not long ago. They had 6 internationals cancel up there, from Ja Rule right through to Sean Kingston. It's just one of those things, unfortunately, that happens.
Given that the release came through at 5:20 in the afternoon, is it a little bit disappointing that you receive such late notice in terms of being able to notify the venue, notify fans? I mean, it's now sort of almost 8 o'clock at night and we're discussing this. That's got to be an issue for you in terms of, you know, as you say, maintaining that trust.
Oh, look, it's a promoter's nightmare, and it's heartache. Just to go back, we brought an artist known as Trey Boog to Cairns not long ago, 3-4 months ago. He's one of the biggest reggae artists, or contemporary reggae artists, in the world at the moment. That morning when he landed, Sam, he lost his voice. We were like, oh, what are we going to do? He's landing in Cairns. He can't perform tonight. And we were fretting. As it transpired throughout the day, he had a good sleep. He rested well. And by the afternoon, he regained his voice and he came through with a fantastic concert. With this type of situation, from what we've understood, it was diagnosed with, the game was vertigo, nausea and vomiting and dizziness. To the extent that he vomited in the van on the way to the airport. So we can only take on face value. We weren't there in transit. It did come in last minute. We were devastated. It puts us back, and it puts a lot of consumer confidence back. We did find out last minute. I think we're pretty quick, not as quick as probably North Queensland Emergency Services, but we got it out there as soon as we could. We've SMS'd everyone, and that to us is always a worry, because we always, you know, uptake the safety and well-being of all our patrons and all our fans.
What does it mean for financially for your business?
We lose a lot of money. It also affects, we run regular events in Cairns. Like I said, I do believe people know us, know our product, and know that with most cases and through our reputation and history, we always deliver. We're out, obviously, a lot of money giving deposits to the artists. We've spent a lot of money marketing and advertising. We've had some great groups support us there in Cairns. And, you know, it does peg us back, you know, financially. So to quantify how much we've lost is always really hard. As we announced today, we don't want anyone in Cairns to worry. They get full ticket refunds. Leave the stress to us. That's what we do for a living. But that's the way, I guess, it rolls sometimes. But we'll be giving them all full ticket refunds.
So there's no chance, I take it then, for a makeup gig?
At the moment, from what we've been told, no. It's indefinite as to whether or not he may continue the rest of the tour. There may be a chance that, obviously, Melbourne tomorrow night will be cancelled, and he has a show also in Auckland. Their advice to us was that rather than annotate or confirm another show, if he is indefinitely sick, then he won't be able to you don't want to let down anyone else any further. He is sick at the moment, and as to whether or not he'll continue with the tour at the moment, we're not too sure. We'll continue to still do what we do. Obviously, once bitten, maybe twice shy with some future projects, but we're not going to give up. That's not in our makeup.